Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with
Danielle. From Brands by Bravo. Almost burped there. That would have been so gross.
I'm very glad that you didn't, because we all know my editing skills aren't the best. thank you all for joining us today. We are still trucking through Roni season 5, and we made the executive decision today to combine episodes 11 and 12 because they are fillers until we get to St. Bart's, which, by the way, I always thought it was St. Barth's. I did not realize it was Barth's.
I know nothing about this place. Is it a French or previous French colony? And that's why they all speak French?
I know it's a tiny island where rich people go.
It's only 5 miles, the whole island, and there's like no cars.
Yeah. And that's the only house is the house that they've all stayed at.
Which is confusing. Is that the only house to rent?
I don't know, but they make it sound like it's the only one. Anyhoodle, we'll get there, gang. But for now, we've got to get through episode 11, which, what a time. Not much happens. It starts at a party at Carol's with George being George, and everybody ends up kind of getting their George kinky language on. It's a very cheeky meal.
Yeah, it's gross. George is gross. I don't know how Aviva does this with her dad. Like, I really just, I'm so grossed out by the way.
I feel like he's probably always been this way. So, you know, if that's what you grew up with, you just get used to it.
Yeah. And it just
would be embarrassing.
The gag of George, like the producers, I'm like, why? Why are you letting him be on TV so much?
Why are you invited to a party at Carol's after, yeah, you know, the last dinner that they had? And she seemed so like, ugh. But he's a character and they are letting him stay. But that's just, you know, an amuse-bouche before we get to the real part of this episode that's worth watching, which is shoot day for Sonia's toaster oven.
You always know a scene is good is when it's quite long, like when they stay in one location for a while, it's like we have a lot of content to give you. So Sonia is not there when Heather gets there. Sonia arrives an hour late, looking so disheveled.
And like, just to give you, like, as someone who's worked on a lot of shoots, like, you rent everything and the crew by hour, and like there's union laws and all this stuff. Like, being an hour late is like so much money that you just wasted. It's horrible.
It's also super confusing with like Heather is like deeply involved in this at this point, and like she is not being paid. And I love my friends, but I don't know if I would go to the level that like I should say this is a better way. My friends, we are not rich, so I would help because we wouldn't have the money to hire professionals. But I would assume, like, I don't know. It's just Heather's in too deep, and maybe she just doesn't know how to get out at this point. She's
I
like
think she
picking out the
definitely
clothes.
doesn't know how to get
He said she
out.
was like sourcing the clothes for this shoot,
Yeah.
getting. I'm like, oh my God, why? What do you, how is this
I
you that
think
has to
she
do this?
really wants Sonia to succeed. I think
Yeah.
everybody knows how Sonia's had a really tough year. I mean, this is right after the movie loss of
True.
her production company going belly up, and you hear all of her sob stories, you're probably like, I really want to make this happen for her. And then you can slowly see minute by minute that Heather's like, oh shit, this is why nothing's happening for you.
Yeah, she's just a hot mess running around looking at the clothes. She is like refusing to go into hair and makeup. She's like telling the food stylist how to style the food and how to cook the food. And the stylist is giving her this look like, lady, you hired me to do this for you. Like, why are you telling me what to do?
Which is also something that happens on shoots all the time. That is
Yeah.
normal for somebody to be like, I know how to do your job too. And you're like, thanks.
Heather at one point says that she thinks she cares about this more than Sonya does.
Yeah. And Sonia doesn't really argue with her. Sonia is just like the most Sonia through it all. There's not just the critiquing. She like finally, they finally corral her into the dressing room. And she starts running around saying she has to change her tampon, and she's making her assistant look at how bloody it is. It is so absurd and horrifying. And
Yeah.
like, if that man ever wanted to bring a case against her, just show that clip. Like, that is above and beyond and horrible.
Yeah. I will say the creative look and direction. I mean, I feel like everyone knows the photos of Sonia with the toaster and the shirtless guy. I love it. And that's absolutely what they should have done. And she still makes them do other shoots.
So
Or
that's the
this is
other
the
thing.
second look,
She's
I should
like,
say.
she wants a second look. She gives them no warning about what the second look is. And like, it's hilarious because James shows up, I think before Sonia, or like literally seconds after Sonia arrives. And he's like, so what's the second look? And she's like, we'll get there. And like, he's like, okay. And it's just, you know, that this is just a calamity. Every second is just what. But the good news is like you said, the first setup, I mean, they get it in a few shots, and they're all like, wow, she's a great model, she should just be a model.
One other funny thing that also happens with this is that there's a moment where someone is like, oh, Heather, you're needed on the phone. And she's like, let me get on the phone with London.
London,
And
I
then she like says the name of the woman, like London is not the name of the person that she's on the phone with. And she's like, I'm just the busiest person in the whole world. And
literally wrote that. I wrote, give me London, because it reminded me of, get me Patrick. I have Patrick.
yeah, it just was
Double
like, oh
reply.
my God. I also really hate when people talk in what is that, like extremes or
Yeah.
like I'm the busiest person in the world type, like what would you call that when people say that?
An over
Like
exaggeration, for sure.
yeah,
Right?
just
Yeah.
it's a pet peeve. So I was like, oh my God, Heather, relax. You're
Yep.
clearly not because you're volunteering this day to run a photo shoot. So you could step away from work to do this.
Yeah, I'm also sure it was like a producer's storyline, and like they probably convinced them both to keep going with it. But one thing I will say during the shoot is that Sonia seems to be amenable to all of the things that they ask her to do, which is something to note for later, because I felt like she was very much like, okay, all right, no, that's great, I love this. And it did seem like it was a successful outcome.
Yeah, I'd love. I'm looking at the photo now, and I just still can't believe this toaster oven never became anything. She literally should like just sell these photos and artwork on something. And then it actually just reminded me that Sonia Morgan literally was on a TV show called The Worst Cooks in America.
Was she? No.
Yeah, she was on Worst Cooks in America Celebrity Edition on Food Network. I don't know what place she got. She was second. Okay. Sonia was on season 19, Celebrity Edition 6, and she was the second person eliminated. And someone that I love very dearly from The Bachelor, Wells, won, which I knew, and which is why I knew that there
was. Now, when
was.
You win, does that mean that you're the absolute worst?
No, you're like the most improved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I obviously am not familiar.
It's called Best of the Worst is the title they give you when you win. But yeah, Wells Adams, who is like one of my favorite people from The Bachelor ever, he won. And that's, I think, how I knew Sonya was on it, because then I like saw it. Like, she didn't promote it at all, I feel like, and he did.
Well, the next best chef on the show is Carol.
Oh my gosh.
Has a party at her apartment and literally serves M&Ms and is shocked that people want more food.
Well, then she's like, oh, the place messed up and only sent one salad. And I'm like, did you not?
She wanted to just order pizza. And then she was annoyed because they wanted her to order healthy. So, like, she probably just called them up and was like, just give me salads.
Yeah, but then it seemed like she said she ordered four and they only gave one. And I'm like, okay, so why didn't you call them to get more?
Yeah, she didn't. But that was like during while they were there, she had ordered, because I think they all placed their orders, because she was like, I just want to order pizza. What the fuck? Which one thing I will say is, if it is the host's house and that's what they have planned, I do think it's a little rude to be like, no, I'm going to order something else. And like, I want you to do something else. But like,
if I'm hungry and you only gave me M&Ms and you and I invited me over for lunch, I'm DoorDashing
something. No, if I was like, oh, I'm going to get pizzas, like, I feel like just eat the pizzas.
Oh, yeah. But I also would never say no to pizza ever. So,
yeah,
it's fine. No, I'm, oh, I have an overabundance of food always when hosting. I just had my family for Hanukkah. My mom was like, I feel like we've been eating all day. I'm like, yes. Well, also, we're just in the house with the baby. So, like, I will serve you a lot of food. And we had so much food. We had lunch at like 12, and then we had a charcuterie board at like 3, and then we had latkes and mini hot dogs, and then we had dinner, and then we had dessert.
Wow. That sounds like a great time, though.
Right? I was like, well, we're literally not doing anything else except hanging with Jordan, so like, I have to make sure we're well fed.
At this party is when Carol announces that they are going to St. Bart's. And
because she said she finished her manuscript finally.
Yes, that's the guise of why they're going. Also, her boyfriend is doing a music festival there, which they're like, she's just like, yeah, I don't want him to meet you, but he's gonna be there, so we might as well go there.
Yeah.
And Aviva is immediately like, small planes, boats, no, I have so many fears.
Yeah, the fact that it was also like, okay, I get not going on a plane. And then she's like, no, but I won't do the boat either. I was like, okay.
But she said in the other like episode, it's like things that where she's contained. Like, and a boat is very much like, you don't really have a lot of options.
I guess, but I would not think a ferry like that would be scary.
She's only got one leg, like the swimming leg. What if she's not wearing her swimming leg?
I guess.
That's gotta be scary. I don't know. I feel for Aviva and her multitude of fears.
I do too, but I was like a little bit like fairy as well. Like, I get the plane thing, because that we see the plane, and I would not be happy to be on that plane either. So that I get. Up in the air if Aviva's coming. No pun intended on that.
And everyone's kind of just like, the only thing they pull from it is that it, like, she just wants Reed there. And they're like, it's a girl's trip. Reed can't come. They're not hearing her say, like, I have a deathly fear of this.
Does it ever surprise you how often so many of the women say they've never been on girls' trips across all franchises?
Absolutely. We've talked about this. It, like, drives me nuts. I'm just like, that's a lie. It's just got to be a lie. I just don't feel like... Or it's just like, maybe it's a New York thing that we...
Like, you've never even been invited to a bachelorette party, or you didn't have a bachelorette party?
That's the thing. I guess not all of them are trips.
But these are rich people.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like most of my friends have always been like, let's go somewhere for a bachelorette. I don't know.
Confusing.
So then there's another party, and this one is hosted by Ramona. And it's basically, it comes out that Sonia told Ramona that Heather steamrolled her throughout the entire photo shoot.
Well, you also miss it. This party is for the launch of Ramona's red wine and the cover of a magazine. Random magazine, totally, and they that. Like totally airbrush her face. And then I started to try to look up Ramona's wine, and I literally found nothing on the red wine. And you definitely cannot get Ramona Pinot Grigio anymore either.
I wonder why she seems so great to work with. Just kidding. but yeah, I mean, at this point, there are like, this whole episode is just party after party. So it's just like, I totally missed what they were. But the crux of it is just like Ramona and Heather just keep going at it. But this is because Sonia pretty much like made it seem like she didn't have any choice in this photo shoot. She was just doing whatever Heather wanted. She didn't like it. She didn't like any of it. And I felt like that was really unfair.
Sonia is totally stirring the pot, like fully stirring the pot for sure. Ramona then has to jump in and is complaining about Heather. And I realized Heather does this really annoying thing when she's like fighting slash being condescending. She like smiles when she does it. And I really do not enjoy it or like it when she does it.
Oh, yeah. She has that like shit eating grin. Like, oh, my goodness. Why are you upset? Because I made you upset?
Yeah, I don't. It's very, ugh, it's icky. But yeah, the whole thing is that Sonia's saying Heather said not to invite Ramona, and Ramona's just like running around telling everyone how annoyed she is by all of this.
But it's so funny because one of her big issues is that Heather didn't invite Ramona to the set. And Ramona feels like Heather should have reached out to tell her she wasn't invited, which is very weird. Because it's like, if you and I go out and like Derek's not coming, do I need to like call Derek and be like, hey, Derek, it's just me and Danielle hanging
no.
out. That's not a thing that happens in society. But the other thing is that Ramona's whole fucking argument is that like, I just asked Heather not to talk behind my back. So I'm telling everyone behind Heather's back that I'm so upset about it.
I know. And Heather, not to be in her defense, but she never really did talk about Ramona behind her back.
No,
like
she really
everything
didn't.
she said to Ramona's face.
Yeah. So was there anything else from this wine launch that you wanted to talk about?
No. It was the same, because it does kind of, the same thing happens at this next party. So that's, I see why you were confused.
Yeah. The next interstitial, though, I do want to talk about how there was yoga with Avery and Ramona. And it is kind of funny. It's like one of those ones that, like, if they put it on YouTube for 2 minutes, it might be funny to watch. But, like, do we want to give Ramona more single time? I don't know. But it is literally the fact that Ramona can't shut up during fucking yoga. Like, the instructor is just like, at one point, like, she's just like, how long do I have to, like, hold this? And she's just like, till you stop talking.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's the first time we've seen Avery in a while.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we know we moved away from anything with the kids, but.
But spoiler alert, she's still pretentious.
Yes. So then I almost feel like you should talk about this part because you had sent me some stuff. They go to a socialite's party, and the socialite is Sonia's friend, Jana Bullock.
So I was like, who is this socialite? I don't know her. And then I looked it up, and when you look up her name, the first thing that comes up is a Page Six article. So, you know, it's going to be good. And the headline is socialite reportedly gets 11 years in Russian prison.
For embezzling $200 million. What the hell?
So wild. And her name's Bullock, like Sandra Bullock spells it. And she was like a big muckety muck in the New York scene, apparently. And so she had to like try and repay them or whatever. It's just, she sold her Southeast Hampton estate for $2.9 million. Yeah. So it was just, that is who's party they're at. They're saying that she's a great party girl. Also, who's at the party is our Corey Hay, who is a fascinating gossip person from New York scene. He is like basically behind Page Six, which is because it's like, okay, so this is the person who probably wrote, like, is behind or like knew about the story about Jenna Bullock's like demise.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a funny full circle moment.
All the ladies, though, are there at this party. So either they all know her or Sonia somehow got them all invited. But the main thing that happens is that it starts to get dicey when Aviva brings up the wine tasting thing to Lou. And it's just like, at this point, like, I literally forgot that even happened. Like, girl, drop it.
And it's so, like, telephone. They're just like, even Lou is just like, we already had this fight. Like, you're on the wrong call sheet. Like,
yeah, it's just Lou doesn't care. Ramona doesn't care. But you know who does care? Mario, because he chooses to fight about it.
He's still like, let's do this, because he just, I don't know, wants camera time. It's very weird.
Talk in absolutes. I'm so sorry. It finally came to me. It's when people talk in absolutes. I'm so sorry. That is a pet peeve, because Mario does that in a sense with the wine, because he starts saying it's her livelihood. And I'm like, no, this show is her livelihood. Your jewelry company is her livelihood. Her side project wine is not her livelihood.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
But I mean, yes,
it factors into it.
Yes, but she clearly lived this lifestyle before she had her own wine company, so she's fine. But Mario decides to fight, and he gets into it with like Jacques and Lou is just having none of it. And she's like, we're leaving. But while this is all going on, Carol and Heather are standing nearby. And after Jacques leaves, the two of them are eavesdropping on Aviva, Ramona, and Mario. And I think it's Ramona who first is like, Jacques isn't even French, saying that he fakes his accent. And they're all kind of like laughing about it. And
Ramona also says, doesn't know anything about business. Luann knows how to marry well and divorce well. She doesn't know business.
So they're just being real gossipy and bitchy. And Carol and Heather are listening. And Heather's having none of it.
Nope.
She is not happy. And the episode ends with basically Heather calling Ramona crazy to Mario. And Mario was like, not having that. She said that as well. And they kind of give us a to be continued moment.
And then that takes us right into episode 12, where we're at the party. And Aviva now is upset that Heather called her crazy to her husband. She's like, you don't call someone crazy to their husband.
She literally says it's like one of the worst things you can do. And I was like, well, imagine how many times you've heard my husband call me crazy. So,
yeah, I was just like, there are way worse things, like so many worse things that I could think of.
Yeah.
But what I did like is that this fight ends up going into Heather finally calling Aviva out, being like, Aviva, you're such a hypocrite. Like, you keep calling me out on everything, like how I didn't take everyone to London. But meanwhile, you didn't invite me to Miami. And she's like, oh, yeah, like I only invited two people. And like Carol just happened to be there. Like, Okay. All right. So it's okay if we're only inviting two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Ramona at one point like runs up to Heather and is like, tell me if you have a problem, talk to me. But then runs away.
Bye. Yeah. And like Heather does call her out on it. She's just like, what the fuck is this?
But yeah, I do appreciate that Heather like never said anything about the Miami thing. And then Aviva is just going like really hard. So she kind of has to like pull this out. And Aviva just has very minimal defense on it.
Yeah. She's just like, it's different. It's different. And then Heather keeps saying in her confessional, if you're going to play with fire, you're going to get burned. If you're going to play with fire, you're going to get burned.
And yeah. Like, also during this, like,
say that in that chair, like that they keep using it.
I know. And then Mario, too, with his involvement with everything, Reed even calls him out and he's like, you're getting way too involved, bro. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Pull it back. Reel it back in.
Yeah. Cause he's kind of over it.
And then I think you pointed out Robin Kofer.
Oh, yes. She's there.
And she's like, I hate fake. And Ramona's agreeing with it.
So phony about it. She's like, you know what? The one thing I can't stand is fake. Like, it's so funny. It's like, that's also a scene that's just like worth seeing because it's just like, I wonder if her friends gave her shit about that because it's just, it's the fakest.
Mm-hmm. Then we go see, it just kind of all ends. Nothing's resolved. And Ramona and Sonya go get some treatment done. And that's literally all I want to say about that. Because basically, unless you're Kim Zolciak eating pizza while getting, like, your fat zapped, I don't want to see the scene. Like, that's the only one I ever want to see. Nothing will beat that.
No, it won't. And it's not, it's, yeah, they don't even have good conversation. But, the only thing that I did notice was that they, like, shock Ramona and like for one of the treatments it's like between her legs and she says the C word multiple times, which
does
I thought
she
was, they bleep her out but they say it's like C dot 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 C dot dot dot, which I was just like, oh man, I'm gonna remember that next time she talks about people being like, you know, not appropriate or like being foul mouthed or that kind of shit that she tries to pull. It's just like, oh, really? C word. Which on the record, I love that word. But
we know she's the most hypocritical when it comes to that for sure.
It's just, yeah. So then we go to Cycling for a Cause.
At Soul Cycle.
And it's an event called One Step Ahead that Aviva is running for her charity. And Lou is the first person to arrive. And she's like, ooh, exercise in the morning is great. And Aviva's like, yeah, for a good cause. And Lou is like, health? And she's like, no, we're doing it to help children get prosthetic legs. And Lou's just like, all right.
Yeah, Lou was like, I completely forgot this was for a cause. Were you a Soul Cycler?
Fuck no.
Or what was the other one, too? There was another one.
The one that's in your house?
No, pre-Peloton. There was like two that were against each other. It was like SoulCycle and then another one. Very of the time that we were living there. I had friends who were obsessed with it.
Yeah, I know people who did it.
I got conned into going like two times.
I think that was the time that I was really into, what's the gym with the eucalyptus towels? Oh, that's super exciting.
Isn't it with an E? Equinox?
Yes, Equinox. My
you
friend
had
was a
an Equinox member. Oh my gosh.
She was a salesperson and I got like a discount from my company. So I used to be able to go there. Like, I think I had like a finite amount of passes, but I went there a lot because
yeah, I got conned
in that steam room.
I'm not like a big into cycling and I think I went to like one or two Soul Cycle classes and I was like, this is so expensive, $30 a class. The only class that I loved and I did for a while was 305 Fitness. I absolutely loved 305 Fitness.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my god, it was, they literally had like a DJ in the room and it was like a dance workout class
fun.
And they had the lights going and it literally was like such a vibe. It was so much fun. I just would get some feet crampy problems and that kind of prevented me from doing it sometimes. But it was like, such a great workout. Like they literally had a live DJ in the class. Like it was sick. Like the music was so good. They would have the lights going. Like I loved it. That was really fun. But again, expensive. So I didn't go like a crazy amount of times. And it was also in the city. So that was like always annoying with like living in Astoria to like get.
Oh, I got that.
You know, if I didn't, I'd have to go after work and then it would take so long to get home and all of that. But yeah. So I also looked up Aviva's like foundation, which was nowhere to be found.
Uh-oh. Maybe she rebranded?
Yeah, all I found was like a WordPress page from 2019, and it was like kind of on her website, but there was like the link was to this WordPress page. So part of me, I'm like, not that I think it wasn't real, but I'm like, what was this? Like, I found nothing. I just couldn't find anything.
That's really interesting. If anybody knows about it, I would love to know that mystery because that's, yeah, this is very important to her. And so it's kind of insulting as everyone comes in late. Like, Carol comes in and she's looking terrified about exercise. She's just literally like, shit, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Also, Lou's like, Aviva, why is your son here and not in school? And she's like, because this is a special event and he wants to support me. And like, Lou just doesn't really take that for face value and is basically like, your kid just wanted to get out of school. And then they play Lou's song and Lou is very excited about that. They cycle to that. The Soul Cycle instructor is a lot. Is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, very high energy.
Yeah, by the way, I'm back on the website for the One Step Ahead, and it literally says summer 2013 schedule, TBA. And then it says, please click the donate button below to make a donation to the One Step Ahead Foundation. If you would like to make your donation in Aviva Dresser's name, please click on the second donate button.
Interesting.
And it's not started by Aviva. It's started by this woman, Amy Palmyro Winters, is the founder.
It sounds like she probably like joined a foundation that was already kind of going.
But like, is it going?
Maybe not anymore. But Heather comes in later. And then we basically find out that Sonia and Ramona text at the same time with horrible excuses about why they're not there. And so then there is a really poignant scene with Carol and Aviva. They go to a jewelry store together. Jewelry store backdrop has nothing to do with any of this. I don't even know why they're at the jewelry store.
Some sponsored thing, probably.
Yeah. They're like, ooh, this looks cute. Let's just film here because we're allowed to. And Carol talks about how she, too, has a fear of small planes. And she is anxious. But she's worried about Reese being there and Russ being there, sorry, her boyfriend being there.
A lot of R's, Russ, Reese, and Reed.
Yeah, it's tough. But she says that she's been love avoidance. She likes sexual unavailable men, which understandable. But Aviva tells us that it's like, you know, Carol, like, people don't remember that Carol's lost, like, three big losses in a row, which is something that we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really nice to see Carol open up like that and to talk about just the things tying it together, because I'm sure, like, us as a viewer, we're thinking it, you know? Like, I thought of, this is, like, so weird, but, like, when I watch stuff with, like, the royal family, and I think it was for like when the queen died and they were all walking behind the casket of the queen, all I could think about was like, is Harry thinking about when he had to do this for his mom? And it's like, how weird is it that I know this very intimate detail of a horrible time in your life? And I wonder, are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking? Which probably when all of us see Carol on this tiny plane, we're all thinking like, damn, wonder if she's thinking about John and Carol right now. Like, it's weird when you know these things about people you don't actually know. So it was nice that it was like addressed and came up.
I agree. I liked the way that they handled it. And then there's a shopping trip with Ramona and Lou, which is just like annoying because it's like, are you guys fighting or not fighting? While they're even trying on stuff, they're like, I hate her, but I'm here.
And my note literally was, I guess they're fine, question mark. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, it was very much whatever. And then there's another quick interstitial, unless you had something more from that, where the Heather and Aviva's kids meet in the park and they go on the merry-go-round and Aviva's son won't go. And she's like, why won't you go on the merry-go-round? Why are you scared? And he's like, my penis will shake. She's like, what? And he's
oh like, my gosh.
My penis will shake.
Kids say the craziest things, man.
It's really, it was one of those moments where she was just like, all right, well, you know, you're your grandfather's grandson. it was really cute. And then we go to a very endearing clip of Aviva surprising a kid with running legs that they got with the money they raised.
So that's what I was just looking up. The woman that I was saying who I think was actually in charge of that foundation seems to be heavily involved with this place a step ahead, and this place still exists and makes prosthetics. So okay. That is legit. And the scene was literally beautiful and like made me teary eyed. They gave a kid his first set of running prosthetics and they taught him how to run. And I just kept like thinking of the parents, like, you know, we don't know why this, you know, young kid doesn't have legs, but like what they maybe thought he could achieve. And then seeing, like, I was getting real deep in that moment. It was just really beautiful.
It was really sweet. It was really just a nice clip of something. Also, like, we see so many like random charity things that these ladies do. It was really nice to actually see it like have impact. I always like when you can see the rewards of like the labor that charity has, and it was just, and it was really nice. And Carol was there for some reason too. Carol was like, this is nice. Oh no, actually I do remember, Carol was there because she worked on one of her first stories was about how a different country was trying to create running legs for children without legs. That's the connection, guys.
I yeah, there was something there.
So glad I remembered.
So then we get to our final scene of the episode, which is Ramona, Aviva, and Carol and Sonia all get together. And I think Ramona's having them over for lunch. And I love that she's like, you'll sit here, you'll sit here, you'll sit here. Cause I'm like, it's like four of you who tells, and it's a round table or yeah. Like what? It's four people. Like, she's just so ridiculous, Ramona. But this is the first time, in my opinion, spicy Aviva has shown up. And this is the Aviva that I remember in my head.
Yeah. This is, she really goes in. Because she basically says, like, I'm up, like, and Carol warns them before Aviva comes. She's like, guys, you missed her event. She was really upset. And they, like, are like, bop, 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 basically. And then Aviva comes and they go deeper into their story, which is Ramona's story is that she was at the dermatologist getting a facial treatment and would have scared the children with her face. And she couldn't sweat. She had to go immediately home. Sonia's issue is that her dog had bladder inconsistency and because
incontinence
right. And because of that her dog's about to die any second because it's an older dog, and so she didn't want to leave the dog. But then there's also like a moment where she's saying she's bringing the dog to the vet. Wasn't clear if that's the same day, but Sonia gets herself so worked up about this dog, and Aviva's trying to be like, yeah, but this was about kids with no legs. Like, and it becomes this like really insane screaming battle over children versus dogs in a weird way. Like,
yeah, and listen, you and I are dog owners.
Yeah,
I fully side with Sonia on this because Aviva basically is like, have someone else take care of the dog. And so he's like, that is my child. I had him before I even met my husband. He's 17 years old. Like, how dare you say that? No. And through all of Sonia's murkiness to get to the point, I agree with her.
I think she could have said it in a better way. And like, I don't even want to think about that. But I felt like a dog having an accident isn't like totally meaning that they're about to die.
No, but the dog is also 17. So.
Yeah. So like, but the thing was, she was also like, the dog was so embarrassed because he did it on the bed. Like, Sonia just didn't do herself any favors with the way that she spoke about it, because it was just like, you're talking to a non-dog person about your dog like a human, and you're talking about it in defense of like why you didn't go help human children without legs. And it was like, oh, you should have just been like, I had to do this for myself and I'm sorry.
Or like she should have just like donated something.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. So in the beginning of the lunch, Ramona does give Aviva money. And Sonia says, I wish I could. I don't have anything to give. Because she's got her own charities.
True.
Which,
true.
Like, I get that. But I also think at this point in Sonia's life, she doesn't have money to give.
Mm-hmm.
So it does, I think that's another reason why she's crying, is that she's just kind of like, I can't give my time or my money right now. And I'm somebody who's usually very philanthropic. But again, she's not saying that. And that's the problem. But it gets like really screamy and crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. This was the Aviva I remembered. And I've been waiting for it to show its head.
Yeah. Aviva's just screams, it's about the children.
With no legs. You can't leave that out.
I'm sorry to laugh.
I mean, the way she said it was...
It was just...
Dramatic.
Everyone's overdramatic. Like, heightened feelings.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful cause, but a beautiful mess that it creates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, that's it for episodes 11, 12, 13. We finally get to St. Bart's.
Yes. Thanks everybody for listening, and rate, review, tell your friends. We appreciate every download, and we hope you have a happy new year.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.